Driving BMW second generation X1 compact SUV and on evaluation, totally different and markedly better to the first model. And that's reflected in sales, where the BMW X1 has overtaken Audi's Q3. I drove the 2-litre turbo petrol S-Drive or front-wheel drive X1 at $51,600, dearer but now better equipped. Gains include LED headlights, an automatic high beam, a rear view camera, power tailgate and front and rear parking sensors, and that's on top of a fairly high equipment list. The 2-litre turbo 4 has 280 Nm of torque from just 1250 revs, and with an 8-speed automatic with shift paddles, its performance is very satisfying. Now front drive rather than rear drive, the surprise being lifeless steering off-centre, somewhat indecisive, which has never been a BMW trait. Much better cabin space though in this later series. Gone is the previous somewhat claustrophobic high-waisted interior with a very low and uncomfortable rear seat. This body, 38mm shorter, but it's more upright and accommodating with greater load volume, best in class in fact, with run-flat tyres and no spare wheel, it's deep and cleverly structured, great for holding the week's shopping. The BMW X1 has all the latest safety and driver assist electronics, the basic service package of scheduled servicing over 5 years, $1,340. I'm David Berthon.